celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Wow, another doozy of a show. You have packed it jam full. Today,
thank you very much.
A couple of great guests. We're going to talk to an attorney who's, I guess he's exclusively representing dogs.
Yeah, he's kind of like a, deals with dogs on death row.
Really?
Does he bill the dogs?
Bill them?
Bill them, yeah.
Billable hours?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. They pay with bones.
We'll have to ask him about that. That's a really good question. But he's going to be on in just a few minutes. I don't know too many attorneys that specifically dedicate their practice to animals or dogs.
There aren't, but you will be hearing about it soon. It's a new trend. You're going to see it. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of lawyers that are going to specialize in that area.
Okay.
Well, I think once they figure out a pet's property or their own entity, that's really going to, I mean, it's going where they're less of property, and which is a good thing. So this could be good.
We're also going to be talking to a biologist who's written a book called Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are?
The answer to me is no.
No.
Yes. So that's on the way in just a few minutes. We're also going to take your calls for Dr. Debbie and dog father Joey Villani. In fact, Joey, what are you working on?
We're going to be talking about knots in your dog, brushing them out clean, dirty. I know there's been a lot of confusion, so let's settle it today.
Okay, that's on the way. And Lori Brooks in the newsroom, what are you working on?
Yes. You know, cat cafes are pretty big overseas right now.
Yeah, like in China, I believe. In Japan, you can go to get a cup of coffee and sit and hang with some cats. I think it's a great idea. They should do that here.
They are. They're going to. Yeah, they're going to. In fact, there is already a couple in America. One I know of for sure, but there's a huge city that is going to be getting one, and we'll tell you where that's going to be and how cool it is for cats, okay?
That's cool. Yeah. I can hang out with a bunch of cats in a cafe. That sounds like fun.
Also, in just a few minutes, Robert Semro with 10 meaningful ways to forever honor your pet. 10 meaningful ways to honor your pet forever. But first, your calls, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405. And let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I had was over at my mom's house several weeks ago, and it's a house that's under renovation across the street, and it's open up on the bottom over there. There are some cats over there, one of which I can't even lay hands on. He's a really sweet guy, but he just won't come to me. But I did take three of those animals as rescues, and one of which was a female. Turned out she was pregnant 3 weeks after I took her in. I didn't even know she was pregnant. But one of the ones, it was a male. He's FIV positive. I was a little concerned about a couple of things. The female had kittens. They appear to be, on the outside, they appear to be perfectly normal. But the thing I'm thinking about, with the FIV male is I'm trying to find a way to get him adopted. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of sites that I've gone to, and listed him and so forth. But as you may expect, it's kind of difficult to get an FIV animal adopted, even when they're perfectly healthy.
Absolutely, yeah.
I was wondering about that, and also outside of L-lysine, what should I be doing to try to keep the guy healthy? It's a real unfortunate situation. He lives in my master bathroom.
Okay.
He can't come out of there because of my other cats.
So have you taken him then to the vet? They've checked him out and everything, and they tested him, and that's how we know that.
Yeah, but like you say, it's one of those things. He could have had a vaccine, and he just might be testing positive because of the vaccine, but God, who knows?
Okay, well, so let's kind of back up here, because when we talk about initials, everyone likes to know what the initials stand for. FIV, feline immunodeficiency virus. So it is an immune virus that we see in cats, and we usually see it in cats that are in certain populations. So feral cats or cats that go outdoors are at a higher rate of acquiring FIV. And we do tend to see a little bit more more in male cats, especially males that are not neutered. And that's partly because of the tendency to get into fights. And the transmission of FIV is primarily through blood or through saliva. So fighting activity means we have a high rate of acquiring or passing that disease on to other animals. Of the ways that we can pass that, we can have cats that are FIV positive that live in a home with other cats with certain conditions. One is that in those households, we have to be aware that the other cats have to be tested regularly to see to make sure that they're not acquiring that. And it has to be a household where there isn't fighting going on. So if generally the risk of one cat passing it by shared household items is pretty low. It's possible, but it's pretty low. Usually it's through fighting. So if the cats don't fight in the house, then there are some cats that live, cohabitate with a cat that isn't positive. And the family just has to be really cautious with that. But in many cases, we will try to especially home an FIV positive cat, not just because of the infectious disease, but also because there's special stuff that comes up with having that virus. And FIV can affect a lot of different systems. We can see a tendency for infections, abscesses, respiratory infections, diarrhea, anemia, and sometimes we'll see problems with kidney disease down the road. So it can shorten their life, but it just means we have a little special needs guy here that needs a little extra attention and monitoring. There's a lot of therapies that you'll find out there for pets or for cats that have FIV. And, there are antiviral treatments, and that's usually more for when we have active disease that's going on. Some guidelines that I can tell you, though, for a cat that has FIV is that we want to avoid certain things. So we want to keep them indoors because we don't want them to be going outside exposing other cats in these populations. We do want to keep that stress level in the house low, not just if we have multiple cats, because that helps to keep his stress level lower, less tendency for fighting, but also just household stress in general can cause cats to have outbreaks of disease. So just like us, if you have a bad heart and you're in a high stress job, your doctor's going to tell you need to decrease your stress. And so for cats, that means we want to give them opportunities to hide, to have not see outdoor cats. We may use pheromones in the home. We may increase the perching sites that they have. There's a lot of different strategies, but that's another. Making sure they're spayed and neutered is very important, especially for the boys, because the desire to fight or to roam is higher, and we want to try to curtail both of those behaviors. Diet, I would have to say the number one thing with diet in cats with FIV is we would avoid raw diets. And it's kind of like their immune systems can't fight off those normal bacteria that they may encounter in raw foods. So that would be an extra risk factor for them. But besides that, I'd say a good quality nutrition is really just the biggest thing when it comes to diet.
See, I give, most of my cats get what I call a mid-level nutrition. It's like, Friskies and that sort of thing,
Yeah.
I've got enough cats that I really can't afford to give them $40 a bag food,
Yeah. And if you have a lot of cats, then this may not be the ideal situation for having a cat with FIV for all those things I just mentioned. And I would encourage you to make sure we do follow up and retest him, because you mentioned, some cats, if they've actually been vaccinated for FIV, it will cause a false positive on our test. But so we also do recommend with a positive test to follow up in a couple months again to test it again. And then there's even some confirming tests we can do, a test called PCR, which we would often look at as well.
What is that PCR?
Yeah, so it's a DNA-based test that tests for the presence of the virus. It's just basically another laboratory method. It's not foolproof, but it's another way that we can help to try to identify whether or not a cat's positive status is genuine. No testing is perfect, so we usually interpret the test results with the symptoms and with also the population that the cat is coming from. Now, was this kitty neutered when you got him? Was he already previously neutered?
No, he was not, but I had him neutered after I got him.
And I'd have to say the odds are if he wasn't neutered when you got him, the chances of him having been vaccinated for FIV is probably unlikely. So I would tend to probably believe that he's more likely genuinely infected. I do still, you know, like to follow up and recheck that in a couple months and make sure.
I understand that the incubation period for this thing is about 9 weeks as far as testing these kittens that have appeared.
So depending on the age of the kittens, when they're actually nursing on mom, say if mom was positive, the kittens will actually test positive often while they're nursing because they have mom's immunity in their system. So usually once they're off of mom, about 12 weeks, we like to test them. And then I'll test them a couple months later as well, because that can change with time.
Okay, so. When I took her in, she was negative. But, you know, having said that, I didn't even know she was pregnant until about 3 weeks after I got her. She was not showing, you know.
Cats are funny that way, aren't they?
I'm just saying as far as her coming up negative, she could technically be positive, and we just don't know it yet.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, one single test is not always enough. So, but yeah, we would want to retest her down the road here at least a couple months too.
Okay, so wait, you're saying from the time of birth of the kittens, wait about eight or 9 weeks or so, and then take them all in together and have a single test done on all the cats?
Well, that is a strategy some folks do, where they'll pull the blood between all the kittens and do one test. You know, there's some potential error with that, and we can miss cats that are actually genuinely positive. So ideally, we would test each individual kitten and then again retest them again a couple months later. So depends on if these kittens are going to be with you or, you know, going into a shelter environment or into an adoption situation. So
I was probably going to keep them because I've actually got an opportunity to socialize animals.
Wow, got a lot going on here, Bill. So take care of those babies, and you're doing a great thing taking in the ferals. We just have to kind of be aware, you know, these kitties have a little bit rougher lifestyle. They're a little bit more exposed to infectious disease, and we gotta be more vigilant. So my best wishes to you and those kitties.
There you go, 1-866-405-8405 to reach out, just like Bill did, listening on WFNC in Fayetteville, North Carolina, a brand new affiliate. Welcome, North Carolina. You can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Well, this portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by World's Best Cat Litter. Here's a tip. Ditch that giant box of cat litter and switch to the concentrated power of World's Best Cat Litter. I'm telling you, it delivers big performance in a tiny package. I get mine over at Target and Walmart, and even at my local grocery store. Thanks, World's Best, for underwriting this portion of Animal Radio.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock, with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's 5-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again, the one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it, pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too, and we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido-Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
You know, like a lot of you, I used to struggle to get to sleep. Of course, that was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. I've never slept so well or felt so rested. That's because MyPillow is fit to you, the kind of sleeper you are. You know, if you're a back sleeper or a side sleeper, or how big or small you are. MyPillow is the pillow with the perfect fit. Then at night, I move the patented MyPillow fill just to the right place for me, you know, to support my head and to cradle me like, well, you know. Let me tell you, a good night's sleep is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat, it doesn't get hot, and I sleep like a baby. Now it's your turn. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow, and we'll give you one for your partner free. Call 800-867-0058 and use the promo code AW for your free pillow. And start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com and be sure to use the promo code AW for two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.